John Congemi's in here now. Talk about what he saw. What did you see from Keenan Davis? I mean, he caught our eye a bunch of times.
Somebody had to catch the football today, and it was Keenan Davis. There was a lot of them that were left on the ground today, and that's not including, you know, that is including the running backs and the tight ends. So somebody had to separate today, and it was a good day for a rookie from Iowa to come out and make some acrobatic catches, make some solid catches, just look the part at wide receiver. He's 6'3", 215 pounds, and he's a big body. He can body you up, and that's something that you look down this list of wide receivers, and only Jeff Fuller really kind of separates when you look at the body type and the long arms and guys that are built like that. So Keenan Davis may have a role, you know, as we move along through the preseason and his reps increase, he may have a chance to separate just because of his body type.
Anything else you see today, John? The DBs, secondary, linebackers, are they still flying around? I watched a lot of that, but I was more concerned about what the wideouts were doing.
Well, you should have been. But the big thing on defense I saw, guys, today was blitz pickup. There was a big emphasis on blitz pickup on the offensive side, but the defense was really coming after the quarterback and moving guys around, and not only with the ones but the twos and the threes, because that's who's going to play primarily in this game on Sunday night against the Dallas Cowboys. You have to be accountable for what your job is. When you expose somebody on a blitz, you have to be sure you're in the right area. So I think that Kevin Coyle defensively was moving around guys to make sure they were in the right spots, and then offensively for Matt Moore and particularly Pat Devlin to make sure the hot reads were there and the ball was coming out on time to the right area.
Yeah, Jesse mentioned earlier that there's been a little bit of Dallas prep. What'd you see in terms of prep for Dallas, you think?
You know what? There probably was a little bit of Dallas prep today, but I think it was maybe 75 us, 25 Dallas, because I think you're still more concerned about where your guys need to be in terms of special teams. I thought there was a big emphasis today on special teams again, just getting the teams right and getting guys lined up right and getting guys out on the football field, because the last thing you want to do on national TV is have 10 guys on your punt coverage team or 12 guys on your kick return team. So I think there was a lot of emphasis on getting guys out there, knowing who's backing up who, so that you look organized when you go out on Sunday night.
John, when you were talking about the heavy blitz day to day, one thing that I'm concerned about, how did the running backs look as far as protection goes? Because you have a group of young running backs and you don't have that standout leader. So how did they look? Were they able to be in the right position as far as picking up the blitz protection, and were they getting out in the flats and making sure that they were in the area where the quarterback can hit their hot read?
Well, the one thing that surprised me today, Troy, was they were in full pads. That was the first thing that caught my eye, that they were in full pads. So if you've got them on, you might as well use them. And I think that was the premise. And in terms of the running back, to your question, it looked like they were coming up and attacking the line of scrimmage, not catching guys 4 and 5 yards in the backfield. It looked like all of those guys were in the right spots and getting out, free releasing when they had to. They were the hot routes when they had to. You know, there was some communication problems sometimes on getting out on, you know, exactly the depth of where they needed to go, but I think that was corrected in a hurry. But all in all, I think the backs have been pretty good picking up blitz protection.
It was the final practice before the Hall of Fame game on Sunday. Let's talk a little bit with John about what he's looking for, what we're all looking for in that game on Sunday night. Let's just start with Pat Devlin. He was out there a lot today, and it's pretty obvious, I think, that that's in preparation for Sunday night.
Absolutely. I think Pat has to ice his arm down a little bit after the last couple days. He's been getting more reps, and he's probably going to get a heavy dose of game time play on Sunday night, and that's good for Pat Devlin. It's probably been a couple of years since he's played, you know, 2-3 quarters, so it's going to be a nice opportunity to see Pat Devlin play. I'm sure Matt's going to play a little bit. Ryan may take a snap or two, 4 or 5 plays, if he plays at all. So I think that Pat Devlin, it was good to give him a lot of work this week with the ones, with the twos, with the threes, kind of rotating him in and out. And then the good thing that I saw today was he took a lot of the 2-minute. He took a lot of the third and short, the third and long. He did a lot of situational work as well, and that will prepare him for Sunday night.
You know, Hartline being out, Wallace being out this week a little bit, that doesn't concern you at all, does it, John?
No, because when you look down at this list, there's probably 12 or 13 wide receivers, and that's including those guys. So now you may have 10, 11, or 12. Those guys have to get on film when the lights are on, OJ, when it really means something, when it means 14 back to 12 and not 16 back to 15. You know, those types of things you can teach during practice, but when you do it in a game, it seems like it means a lot more because it holds that much more weight. So I think those guys need to be seen on Sunday night, and it's a great opportunity for them. Who's gonna separate out of that group? Who can be the fourth and fifth wide receiver on this football team? We have a couple weeks to figure that out.
John, I know we talk a lot about which teams are not going to play. A lot of the starters may not only play but certain snaps. The offensive line is kind of intriguing because you know that these guys have to get reps to going into the first game. How long do you see our first team guys playing in this first preseason football game?
I think they're probably going to play a quarter and a half, I would think. You know, I may be wrong. They may be – what may happen, now that you say that, they may be pulling those guys out individually because that's what's been happening at practice. They start as a unit, and it usually starts at guard. Something will happen, then it'll be a center. Then it might be Claybo on the outside. Then it might be Martin on the outside. Those guys have been slotting in, but it starts usually on the inside at the right guard position, and it'll usually rotate to Richie, and then the tackles will come out. So if it were my guess, I don't know if they'll go in as a unit and come out as a unit. They may start as the first team, and then series by series, you might see one or two guys replace.
Last year, I remember during the preseason, Jonathan Martin was out there pretty much all the time. I don't know how many snaps he got off in four games, but it wasn't really all that many. Maybe a similar kind of situation for him as he moves over to the left side. But it makes sense. And again, you know, just think about it. Does Tyson Claybo need as much work as a Josh Samuda or somebody like that? Certainly not. And so it's not going to be like in NCAA football when you mass sub when you're up 30 in the third quarter. It's going to be, all right, that guy's good to go. Let's get him out of there. And that's the way those substitutions are going to come on Sunday. It'll be very interesting to see just how much some of the big name guys are used. Again, I'm guessing not much at all. I really am. Maybe even less than a normal first preseason game, because I think they sort of reset the clock on the preseason next week in Jacksonville for that being the first preseason game. So I don't know how much we're going to see on Sunday night, but hey, it's, again, the first actual game, even if it's a preseason game since the Super Bowl, so I don't care. Give me whatever you got. I just want some professional football. Great stuff with John Congemi.